Hi, this is a dictation for patient Robert Culpeper, R-O-B-E-R-T-C-U-L-P-E-P-P-E-R. Data services 10/29/2025. Date of accident 10/24/2025. Date of birth 11/9/1990. Patient is here for a initial new patient evaluation. Patient reports of suffering from the following chief complaint: pain in the neck, pain in the left ankle, headaches, pain in the lower back, sleep disturbance, anxiety. The patient attributes all of the symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 10/24/2025 at around 11:30 p.m. when patient were traveling as a rear passenger on the right in a Lyft car. There were total three people. He was traveling with Tracy and Eric, who are his cousins. They were traveling in a Toyota vehicle near McNichols and Fairfield in Detroit. They were rear-ended at an intersection when they were slowing down at a speed bump, and they were hit by a GMC truck at around 35 miles an hour. The speed of their car was around 5 miles. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbags were not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. There was a hit-and-run accident, and police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene, and patient was taken to emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, where he was there for 2.5 hours. X-ray of the ankle was done. Lumbar spine x-rays were done, were found to be negative. Neck brace was provided. Pain shot was given. And the damage to the car, that car was not total. It was drivable. Car was damaged at the driver's side rear and rear trunk and rear bumper. However, there was no damage to inside of the car, including headrest, the windows, glass, nothing was broken. Dashboard was not damaged. Steering wheel was not damaged. Regarding the injury, patient reports he banged his head into the right window and he experienced neck whiplash due to the seatbelt. He banged into the headrest. And there was no trauma to the chest, pelvic or abdomen. Left foot and ankle was injured when the foot and ankle went under the seat. Right face to the window got injured. However, there was no bleeding, laceration, or any fractures. Extra presenting illness, patient is reporting ongoing headaches which are severe. 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 usually. They vary from 8 to 10. On the right temple, severe, constant, and sensitive to the noise but not sensitive to the light. There is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, there is no dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance. There is no forgetfulness or loss of concentration. No nightmares, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no blood vision, spots in the vision. He denies any taste problem, smell problem. There is some pain in the right face, TMJ, which has been x-rayed at the hospital, but we don't have the report. Further, he has no sudden anesthesia. He has anxiety, depression, panic, and sleep disturbance, sometimes nightmares, difficulty in walking, and a problem in sitting and standing as well for a prolonged period. Denies lightheadedness, weakness, numbness, tingling, or any incontinence like urine bowel. Further, patient has a pain in the neck area to the tune of 8, mostly towards the right side of the spine. Pain in the lower back is reported to be 9. However, there is no radiculopathy, radiation, neuropathy, or to the upper extremities or lower extremities. No muscle weakness is reported. No loss of balance is reported. He also has some pain in the left ankle, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. These symptoms are reported to be as throbbing, shooting, aching, fearful, punishing, cruel, 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports that he's worsened by standing, walking, driving, and coughing, while improved with sitting and lying down. No other investigation has been done except the X-rays, and no other treatment has been afforded to the patient. No physician, physical therapy. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies, family history, employment, legal, and also the personal history and ADLs. Please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Physical examination. 34-year-old African-American male of a height of 6'3", weight 290, blood pressure 158 over 108, pulse 74, pulse ox is 100. Temperature is 91.5. Respiratory rate is 17. Patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. It doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Rest and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well, mobile, independent. But some pain is noticed at the left ankle which is painful, and slight limping is going on only at the ankle level. No issues with the hips or the knees. Left ankle is quite swollen and tender. Rest of the exam from the template, including neurological, that is normal. Musculature. Patient has a severe spasm of the upper trapezius muscles in the cervical and thoracic region. Right side is more worse than the left. Trigger points are noticed in the trapezius muscle area. However, paravertebral muscles are not in spasms. Musculoskeletal. Inspection palpation is from the template. Paravertebral muscle spasm none. Hypertonicity is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion 40. Bilateral rotation is 70. The lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. Extension is 20. Bilateral side flexion is 30. Bilateral rotation is 30. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Upman sign is negative. Turning sign is negative. Lerma test negative. Distraction test negative. Toe to heart test is negative. Thoracic spine slump test and Bruce test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leveraging test is positive at 40 degrees. TLR is positive. CAM test is positive. Bregar test and Babinski signs are negative. SI joints are not found to be tender. Standing flexion test, iliocompression, distraction test, Faber and Gosselin test are negative. Extremities examination, except for the left ankle, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. Examination of the left ankle and foot reveals a tremendous swelling on the lateral malleolus area with the local tenderness. Our distal pulsations are normal, reflexes are normal. Patient can move all the toes in normal fashion. No fractures are expected or suspected. No laceration. Please use the diagnosis from diagnosis page, plan of care from the template, treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered physical therapy, 3 times a day to the affected area of neck, lower back, and the left ankle, with traction and massage. Patient is disabled for work, is provided with Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours for 5 days, 10 tablets, along with naproxen, 500 twice a day. Left ankle brace is provided, crutches and quad cane ACE bandage is provided. MRI of the left ankle and foot is ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psych, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records. An X-ray report is available for the left ankle and foot, and it says no acute fracture or dislocation. Soft tissue defect and subcutaneous emphysema within the soft tissue overlying the distal fibula. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical records are ordered released from the hospital the patient was in. At San Grace Hospital, DMEs are, as discussed, left ankle brace, quad cane, and crutches. ACE bandage are ordered for help. Patient is referred to a podiatrist also. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.